The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Why are cities independent from counties in Virginia? That question's been asked by multiple VPM News listeners during the past few months as part of Curious Commonwealth. Editor Dave Cantor tried to figure out how the arrangement came about.
For some Virginians, the idea of cities being surrounded by, but not a part of, a neighboring county can be aggravating. And for transplants, it might just be confusing. Harry Gawanter is a semi-retired pediatrician who moved to Richmond in 1983 from Rochester, New York. He asks us to figure out where the arrangement springs from.
What I've seen over the years is, in fact, you have power brokers who can move across jurisdictional lines to get things that work best for them and not for the region.
Another listener, Chuck Conway, framed the question a bit differently. He wonders if the structure of Virginia government keeps localities from working together to attract new businesses, like professional sports.
How does Oklahoma City have a basketball team, a professional basketball team, and yet one professional team doesn't exist in the Commonwealth?
There is, however, a $2 billion proposal to move the Washington Wizards and Capitals to a new arena in Alexandria. The city-county arrangement in Virginia isn't widely used in the U.S. Baltimore, Carson City, Nevada, and a few others are independent from their surrounding counties. Local governments in Virginia do form partnerships to focus on specific regional needs. A lot of times, these are economic development projects, like the Greater Richmond Partnership or InvestSWVA, where Tazewell, Wise, and other Southwest Virginia counties work with private partners on economic issues.
Virginia is always unique, right?
That's Brandy Faulkner, a Virginia Tech political science professor. She says the city-county arrangement can lead to localities butting heads.
Sometimes you'll see a town almost at war with a county that is trying to push it in one direction, and the town might be resisting. That happens, but that's part of any democratic process of decision-making, right?
But like many things in Virginia, this all goes back to Europe. England, Ireland, and Scotland had counties. Since there were only sparse populations of Europeans in Virginia during the colonial period, county governments were set up to provide some structure for rural living. Over time, the population and their needs changed.
The demands that people had and the needs that people had in urban areas were so different that the General Assembly created this other form of government, the city.
Brent Tarter retired from the Library of Virginia in 2010. He's written a handful of books on the state's history, including one on the various versions of the Virginia Constitution.
Norfolk and Williamsburg that were chartered before the Revolution had their own very, very limited municipal governments. But as the cities grew in size throughout the 19th century, the General Assembly individually authorized municipal governments in the towns and cities to exercise more authority.
So local governments were created to provide necessary infrastructure and services, like court systems or sewers.
This is an accident. It just happened, and nobody planned it. There's not a reason for it. And because every other state in the country has a very different system, people who move here are stumped.
One thing Tarter says he'd change is how local school board members are selected. In some places, like Hanover County, they're appointed. And in November, voters there rejected a proposal to change that. But in others, like Charlottesville, they're elected. Tarter says it'd be nice to have uniformity across the state. But school boards might just be another unique arrangement Virginia lives with. Here's Faulkner again.
All of these things are negotiated over time, which also lets us know that it can change for the future.
She says there hasn't been a, quote, large-scale movement to change how Virginia cities and counties function. But the population is growing, and its needs continue to change. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
For more Curious Commonwealth stories, go to vpm.org/curious. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You you can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.